This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like fun. Well, I'm going to tell you that I know what we're going to talk about in this hour, and you'll be amused, amazed, and appeased all at the same time. DJ V Show. And the time is 7 past the hour. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen taking care of the audio in our studio in Washington. Jennifer's going to take care of the trending story as we start the hour.
Well, I guess this is some good news. There's a new study that's out that's picking up traction today from actually out of Philadelphia that says young people are actually drinking less than they used to be. This new survey out suggests that maybe some kids, as they go off to college and they're trying to party, maybe they get involved with Greek life, that young people in the United States are actually consuming less alcohol. This is according to Monitoring the Future study, which is done annually, and it's a national survey of 50,000 adolescents and young adults in America. They say alcohol use has dropped steeply since the 1990s. Now, they say not everybody is going sober. Alcohol is still a large part of American culture, from either happy hour after work to frat parties on college campuses. And, of course, tragedies can result from that, especially on college campuses. But researchers have found that young people today are throwing back fewer drinks than their counterparts 10 or 15 years ago. The decline is most significant and notable in teens, but also present among adults in their 20s. And according to reports, this is not just an American trend, but the same kind of data is existing in Australia, the UK, and several other European countries. In Pennsylvania, middle and high school students are binge drinking less than their peers, and this seems to be going across most major big cities. So I guess that's a bit of good news. The question would be, why? Are they smoking more pot? Are they just looking to other things to get the same high, or do they realize they just don't need it? And so for a question like that, I'd ask our resident millennial, Kara Schillen, to tell us, like, what, because you're the closest to college life. So do you think that, I mean, maybe it's not different for you. Are people drinking less?
I feel like I am really not the best millennial to ask.
You don't drink much at all.
Yeah, so I drink, you know, beer sometimes during the week. I had a cider last night, or sometimes if I'm going out, sometimes I'll go out to a club, or if I'm going out to a concert, I'll have a couple beers or a couple mixed drinks. But, like, I've never been into drug culture or, like, binge drinking culture. I never really understood the motivation for that. So I don't really know why college kids aren't doing that anymore. Maybe they've just seen too many stories of people passing out and almost dying from it. Or I kind of think that your theory of pot smoking is probably,
I think that's probably right,
that people are probably smoking more.
It's a lot easier to get. Medical marijuana cards are easy to get. Friends who have medical marijuana cards, it's easy to buy stuff from them. Edibles are way on the rise. It's not even just smoking. So I think that that's probably all of that is contributing on college campuses.
So when you eat the stuff with marijuana in it, do you get high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it take as long?
No, it's faster,
isn't it?
It could be faster. Depends on what it is, because it goes.
All about the marijuana.
And it can be stronger actually than smoking.
It's a lot stronger.
You have to be careful.
Yeah.
Really? So what happens if you have a marijuana brownie? Anybody ever done that?
I have not. But let's ask. Let's ask our resident pot expert, Victoria Keelan.
Resident stoner Victoria Keelan. Yeah. What's your question?
This is what happens when you smoke too much.
You
know what day it is.
That's what happens.
Happy hump day, everyone. Maybe she's going to be unmotivated. Gateway drug. I'm telling you.
All right. So I don't have, to go any further. All right. Next, people in the news. Vice President Mike Pence has announced the launch of Space Force. Sounds like a new movie, doesn't it?
So excited for the space.
Vice President Pence says that the administration is moving to make the Space Force a reality. adding $8 billion to the budgetary process for the armed forces, the sixth branch. Okay, so we have the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard. What's the fifth branch?
The Marines.
Oh, I didn't put the Marines in there? Good heavens.
No.
How can I lose that?
And now Space Force. Yeah, what exactly is Space Force? Like, what are they going to do?
Oh, my gosh. So I do a local show, and my co-host, who he and I do not agree politically. It's kind of our thing, counterpoint, right? And so we're talking about the Space Force, and he goes, I don't understand. What's Trump trying to say? We're going to go to war with Martians. Okay, we're not going to war with Martians. What this is about is...
That sounds so much like him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I was losing my mind. Because it was we're going to war with Martians. What does this Trump think about this? What are we doing? So what it is that it's military technology that's already being used for, in some cases, like satellite, GPS, all of these technologies that are conducted from space that are providing what will be the new battleground, right? It's going to be far less about sending soldiers into battle these days, in future, and more about who's got the best coordinates, drone strikes, all of these things where there can be unmanned devices conducting wars. And Russia and China have already significantly upped their space game, and we're falling behind. Now, typically anything with satellites and stuff was handled under the branch of government that needed them, and the Air Force oversaw a lot of that. But we need to have, we need to be the best, as we like to be in this country, and we need to be ahead of the pack, not catching up.
Is there anything that we can't militarize? Is there anything the military industrial complex look at that they say, there's some money to be made there, let's go for it?
Well, and I also think if you have, look, it's a race. And if China and Russia already have stuff that we don't, well, do you want to just say, well, we don't want to feed into the military-industrial complex, or do you want to catch up?
I'm so sick of it. It's international. It isn't just here.
I thought you love all the space stuff, though, Doug.
I do, but I don't want to be military in space. I don't want to.
You can get shirts that say Space Force. I mean,
like I said, sounds like an idea for a new TV show. 14 past the hour.
Spaceballs.
This is you can put Mel Brooks in charge of the space program. I told you the time, 14 past the hour. This is the DJ Lee Show.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Geek Out. We've got a trailer for the next Godzilla movie. It's a follow-up to the 2014 reboot of the franchise, and the next movie arrives with some old friends, the giant three-headed King Ghidorah, the flying dinosaur Rodan, and the biggest bug in the world, Mothra, are all in the movie. Now, why they're there, we don't really know from the trailer, but we just know they're all four gonna fight. We do also get that Millie Bobby Brown, the young girl you know as Eleven from Stranger Things, no, she's not a monster, she's the starring human in the movie. And we also need to keep this in mind. We've been told that this Godzilla movie will establish a connection to last year's Kong Skull Island, that will lead to a Godzilla versus King Kong movie, which in theory would come out in 2020.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th. With promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 after the hour, DJ V-Time, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and people in the news continuing with a focus on Lindsay Lohan. Back again. Under fire for comments she made about the Me Too movement. She was interviewed and the conversation focused on the old school attitude, she said, on on-set politics. Story about her stripping down for a sex scene in a film called The Canyons. The director was Paul Schrader. He also stripped down when Lindsay was shy about doing so, despite the experience she claims to have had no negative Me Too-worthy experiences working in movies. I don't really have anything to say, so why is this a story if she has nothing to say?
Well, because then she went on to say that women who are reporting these things and siding with the Me Too movement, it makes them look weak. And
really?
A lot of women.
I'm sure that went over well on social media.
Yeah. She's just.
It's a little different when you say the people siding with the movement. That kind of irritates me. But I don't disagree with her. And I've said it before that when people wait to report, and I know it's scary and I know it's emotional, but when people wait 10 or 15 years to report things that happen to them, they're not helping themselves. They're not helping other women. And they're kind of it's like disparaging the movement almost.
Well, I think people know that now. And the reason the movement is a movement now is because, unfortunately, so many women didn't feel like they could come forward. Look at the Harvey Weinstein thing, which is another thing that Lindsay Lohan defended him and said, well, he never did anything to me, so he obviously must not have done
it's
anything to anyone
you.
Else.
Yeah,
yeah, she's just an idiot.
Well, I think it's another issue to think that all of these women have never said anything to anyone before,
too,
and they've all held it inside for 20 years,
have.
And now they're saying. And some of them haven't said anything, and they've been too scarred, I guess, and now they're coming out and saying it. But there have been plenty of women who have either told producers, or some of them, I'm sure, have gone to police. They've gone to higher-ups, and nothing's happened. Terry Crews, who this has also happened to, has done, he told lots of people about it. He went to all the higher-ups at his, you know, production company, all the producers that were working on whatever he was sexually harassed on. Like, lots of people have come out and said something, and it hasn't done anything. And the reason, like Victoria said, it's a movement now is because it's finally getting some traction. And that's why lots of people are saying stuff. I don't know.
And Lindsay Lohan, first of all, shut up, Lindsay. Like, no one wants to hear from you. And secondly,
she has a reality show now.
Oh, great.
For a woman to be that ill-informed and to say, well, it just makes women look weak. Really? Well, I think actually banding together and taking down some of these horrific people like Harvey Weinstein, I think that makes women look really strong. And I think that should make the rest of the world stand up and go, okay, let's not mess with women anymore.
So you think Victoria's got a point of view on this or not? Folks, what do you think?
I think my point of view is any different than any other woman I know.
It's strident. It's good. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, I think
all right, let me get one more in here before we run out of time. Lance Armstrong looks like he fell off his bike. What in the world happened to him?
He did, yeah. He fell off his bike in Aspen, Colorado, and he posted a picture of himself on Instagram all bloodied up. He said he went to the hospital to get his head checked. He said, for 46 years prior to today, I would have totally blown this off, but now with CTE and the awareness that's around head injuries and head trauma, he said that he didn't even think about not going to get checked out anymore.
Yeah.
So
good.
He's still banned for life from cycling on a sanctioned way, but he can still ride around on his bike and fall off an aspen.
And he only has one testicle still, so. All right, that's all. He fell on his aspen. That's the Lance Armstrong update at 21 past the hour on the DJV show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And Gimme 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 from her new ABBA cover album in the musical spotlight. As you know, if you're a devotee of the DJV show, Jennifer and Victoria and I are focused on music in every hour for a portion of the program because music's such an important part of our lives. And I'm betting this is going to get lots and lots of attention. Gimme 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 A Man After Midnight, which sounds like it could come from the Cher real life playbook. Yeah, right? Think about it for a second. She's very, very...
She sounds good.
Yeah, she does. Sounds great. Album titled Dancing Queen drops on the 28th of next month. She posted sort of a cryptic tweet featuring her vocals and a snippet of her cover of the ABBA music, the classic 1979. Music fans quick to recognize the song from being sampled in the Madonna single Hung Up. Now, I don't remember. Do we have an example? Do we have that, Karen?
That was also a big dance hit for Madonna when she did the disco kind of album.
Yeah. Oh, this one's a little overmodulated, but it has the exact same like instrumentals
feel
that we heard.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like it. Yep.
Which I never realized that was from an ABBA song.
I didn't either, actually. I didn't know.
Cher's been talking about doing an ABBA cover for quite a while. She put her spin on Fernando for the movie Mamma Mia 2. It was really quite good. The movie's great. If you haven't seen it, go see the movie. You'll love her in it and all the other folks. Last month, she talked about how the album was already finished. She talked with Kathy Lee Gifford on the Today Show. She said, after I did Fernando, I thought it would really be fun to do an album of all ABBA songs. So she did. Let's see. Dancing Queen, Gimme Gimme Gimme, Name of the Game, SOS, Waterloo, Mamma Mia, Chiquita. No, that's not Chiquita. What is that? Chiquitita Tata. What is that?
I don't really know ABBA that well, so I don't know.
I just want to hear you say it some more.
Yeah, I know, right?
Chiquita Tata. Anyway, so lots of fun, great music from the mind and the vocal cords of Cherilyn Sarkeesian. Next up in our musical focus, Ronnie Dunn, K.T. Austin, both of them set to go into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. What do you think of that, Jennifer? List of inductees. Ronnie Dunn, K.T. Austin, Byron Hill, Wayne Kirkpatrick, Joe Melson, plus first-time honor that will go to Reba. This was started back in 1970, 208 members already. Inductees entered through one of four different categories. And I suppose this makes sense. Songwriter, veteran songwriter, songwriter
He's
artist.
Some of country's best songs.
Who has?
Ronnie Dunn.
Byron. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Is that where you get Ronnie Dunn? Oh, isn't that Dunn and what was the name
Brooks
of his
name? Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn. Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now, yeah.
Okay, yeah, right. That's what's. So crank this up. Let's listen to this for a second. Roy Orbison's writer Joe Melson is the veteran songwriter inductee. Songwriter artist categories focus on composers known for performing in their own right. Again, referencing Brooks and Dunn. Dunn wrote Boot Scootin', Boogie, and Believe. What do you think of those songs, Jen? Boot Scootin'.
Yeah.
Boot Scootin' Boogie.
That's what it's all about for Brooks and Dunn.
Boot Scootin' Boogie. K.T. Austin, the veteran songwriter, artist, inductee, scored hits of her own. 80s Ladies and Hold Me, a couple of examples. Reba is going to be honored under the newly created Career Maker Award in recognition of her influence on the songwriting careers of a number of the members of the Hall of Fame. Class of 2018 will be inducted at the 48th anniversary Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame Gala in Nashville on Sunday, the 28th of October.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The NFL preseason begins with a full slate of games last night, and the anthem protests are on. Before their game against Tampa Bay, Miami Dolphins wide receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson knelt during the anthem while teammate Robert Quinn raised his fist. After the game, Stills told reporters,
"Being a part of this protest hasn't been easy. I thought I was going to be by myself out there, and today I had an angel with me, with Albert being out there. And you know, I'm grateful that he sees what's happening and he wants to stand up and do something about it as well."
At least two Philadelphia Eagles players also raising their fists during the anthem, and 10 New York Giants players kneeled in the end zone before the anthem was played. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
We're here. We, all of us on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls as we work our way through more informative conversation. So, Victoria, you can lead off with the most, by definition and design, the trending story is the most direct connection we have to people and their thoughts, correct?
Well, asbestos and the EPA have been trending, and so the EPA is actually pushing back now against claims that asbestos is making a comeback. And a few outlets, media outlets, reported to that an online report said that the EPA was making it easier for companies to introduce products made with asbestos. Of course,
online
asbestos, as
whom?
We all know.
Where did it come from? Do you know?
No, I'm just saying, like, news media reports saying that the EPA was making it easier. They were relaxing some restrictions that would allow asbestos to be put back into products.
They'd be that backward. You know how bad asbestos is?
Well, and that's exactly it. Oh, everybody knows how toxic it is. It's been fully banned in the U.S. It is it's not fully banned, but it is heavily regulated. And so the EPA proposed a new rule on June 1st that says that it would broaden the agency's restriction on it. But the proposed rule would allow the use of asbestos in manufacturing and processing for select materials, but it would require a pre-approval from the EPA. So that's where all this began. There are some uses for it as long as it's pre-approved, and obviously it would have to be encased in whatever the product is that you're making. It would have
there
to
is
not
nothing,
be exposure.
Nothing, nothing that should ever have an ounce in any eensy-beensy bit of asbestos. Asbestos is so deadly. It's so horrible. You know, I've often said the government gets off on a toot and overdoes things. When it comes to supervising asbestos and its use, you have no idea unless you've been around it. And because I'm a farm kid and I've seen buildings that were taken down, barns that were built with asbestos shingles, and the people who drilled the holes in the side of the building to put the asbestos shingles on, because they had to oftentimes be screwed on because they're a plate, it's kind of like a tile, they are all dead. Because they inhale this asbestos and it kills you. I mean, it
Lewis's
kills
Lewis's uncle, you. Yeah, my husband's uncle died at 37 from
Awful.
Asbestos.
He There's worked no around reason, it since Victoria, high school. For yep. ever using
I know.
Stuff.
Well, that's exactly, so, and people know that, and that's exactly why this has created so many headlines. And so I guess people were really concerned that the EPA, which has relaxed so many environmental rules that have been around for a while.
Some of them need to be relaxed, but this one isn't one. I wrote, when I saw this story, I always write comments to your stories. And my comment to this one was, huh? Because it makes no sense. This is the worst, most awful, horrible stuff. And
I didn't even think that if...
oh, my God.
Who's still making asbestos? That's where I don't understand. Yeah.
There are so many buildings with it in it still, though.
Still.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Crazy stuff. All right, some other business information here. U.S. Steel says it will not open 6 or 7 new plants. I guess the president has been saying that we're going to change what happens, the reality of steel being made again in America. U.S. Steel says the president isn't on the inside track with any inside information. No public plans to open new plants. They do have plans to upgrade some parts of facilities and restart some halted operations. I think that's what Trump was referring to, expanding and getting, and I'm not an apologist for the president.
He's been saying a lot, though, for months that they're opening steel. 6 or 7
Well, he's got a big thing about steel, whatever.
Yeah.
It's one of those American things that it seems that it really was, because the processing for smelting and making steel more or less was developed in and around the Pittsburgh area, and there were huge, I mean, Pittsburgh kind of fell apart when the steel business fell apart, and they've had to reconnect. I'm going to Pittsburgh this weekend for the celebration of one of our affiliates' 50th anniversaries, WTYM. I would say here publicly congratulations to them, and I'm looking forward to being there for the celebration tomorrow. Have a chat with folks that listen to the station. It's just kind of a neat
thing. Have you been
to
Pittsburgh?
I do. Oh, yeah. But not. I used to drive through Pittsburgh when I was driving to school. Haven't been to Pittsburgh in a long time. It'll be interesting to see when I get off the plane this afternoon.
The reason I ask is because I've never been to Pittsburgh either, but I have friends who went to college near Pittsburgh and in Pittsburgh, and it's apparently, like, amongst my friends who are, some of them are actually moving there from across the country, and they're kind of, a lot of people are calling it the new Denver.
Yeah.
That it's apparently a beautiful city.
It's
and
changing. It's, well, the river, as it goes through there, what I remember about crossing the river in Pittsburgh and yeah, but it's interesting you say that because I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what you say about it because from what I've heard, it is completely not what anyone thinks it is. It's absolutely gorgeous, and a lot of millennials are moving to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of job opportunities and growth there.
Yeah. Well, I'll fly in there this afternoon. I'm going to drive around for a little while just to sort of refamiliarize myself because it has been a long time since I drove around.
Quite a food scene happening, too, there with restaurants and stuff.
Yeah, right.
It gets a bad rap, I think.
It does,
yeah. It does, yep. All right, one more business story. California could be the first state to pass a Patient's Right to Know Act. Jennifer, California, if they're going to pass this thing, in that legislation requires doctors to tell their patients if they've been put on probation for sexual misconduct or certain other crimes. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Isn't this a no-brainer? Yeah. But it doesn't
seem
exist.
To be.
It's not real, though.
Anyway.
Maybe it didn't have to until now. It was SEMDA. I know a lot of attention has been given to you, the USC gynecologist who was
apparently
abusing.
Well, that's where it started, I think.
Yeah, allegedly
Larry
abusing
Nasser,
hundreds of women.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, it's not a bad idea. Good. It just seems too bad that things have deteriorated. You know me, I just think about stuff, not necessarily the way it used to be, because a lot of the stuff that used to be, these things have been going on for a long time, and now we have the light of day being shown on them. And this is stuff we need to clean up. We have a lot of stuff in our country that needs to be cleaned up. We talk about the stuff like asbestos, that's a thing. But then there are person-to-person relationships, and there are people who are in authority who've been getting away with things that they ought not to. That's one of the reasons I have a big problem with authority, frankly. Authority for authority's sake has no value and never has for the the general public. It's good for the people who are who are in authority oftentimes, but it's not good for to not question authority is to not be alive, as far as I'm concerned. I was taught, maybe I have it instinctually in my system, to question authority. Because there, if you don't, and people who just blindly follow the Pied Piper bring us around to having realities like Adolf Hitler. And it just, there's too much of that stuff in the world today. Too many people blindly following others. And I say that even for folks who listen to people on the radio without questioning what they say. I think this whole business, this week especially, Alex Jones and the stuff that's come out maybe this week, last week, the last few weeks, about following him, and people get so angry. I've gotten some horrible notes, because I've been pretty outspoken about Alex Jones, who I don't really know personally. I've met him a couple of times, but he's not certainly one of my friends. This is a very small business. I often say there are 200 good jobs in it and only 199 chairs, so somebody's always standing up. There are, with guys like Alex Jones, who've made a name for himself, and it's good. He created a business. He makes a lot of money endorsing products. I know that. He makes a ton of dough with that. But it's, what expense?
So people are writing to you upset about what? That you said
about me attacking Alex Jones.
These are people defending this guy?
Yes, of course there are people defending him. Look at his listener. You wouldn't believe the strength in the core of listeners who think the guy is...
I don't like him, but I defend him. I think he's been handed a raw deal as far as people pulling him off of...
I agree with you. Yeah, no, I'm not going to dispute that with you, Jennifer. Not at all. I think that people need to rise and fall by what they say and do. And to artificially eliminate this guy, artificially because of what he said, that's a no-no. I'm with you on that one.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But that doesn't mean we don't need to speak out about what a he is. Kind of like what Victoria said about Lindsay Lohan. Why don't you just shut up? 44 past the hour.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJ V Show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and then in the morning I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. MyPillow adjusted to my individual sleep position, and now I sleep longer and wake up feeling rejuvenated. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 go anywhere pillows. You heard that right. 2 premium pillows and 2 go anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just $1 or less. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to, this is kind of interesting. Let's see if we can get to, let's jam a couple of things in here. Two children who are alone on a Frontier Airlines flight that was headed toward Orlando. The plane had to divert to Atlanta because the weather was so bad over North Florida, and they had no place to go, so they ended up in a hotel room with one of the flight attendants, Carter Gray and Etta Gray, on a flight from Des Moines, circling Orlando for 45 minutes, then went to Atlanta. They were returning from a visit to their grandparents in Des Moines. Their mother was awaiting them in Orlando, but wasn't able to talk to anybody with Frontier. Parents did not hear from the children until Carter called his father from a cell phone that belonged to somebody else shortly before midnight on the day in question. It was a disaster, he said. The four kids, there were, I guess, a couple of other kids on the plane that stayed in the same room for a number of hours. They got there at 1 o'clock in the morning, and they stayed till 5. Airline employees took them to Chick-fil-A and then got some Rice Krispies treats for them. So I guess, you
know, sounds like a good day, actually.
Well, somebody took the initiative, but what's the policy of Frontier Airlines in a circumstance like that? Wouldn't you think they'd have a policy when you put children on a plane like that and they don't end up going to the destination? Wouldn't you think somebody would be smart enough to call the parents and say, hey, we had a problem, the plane's been diverted? I mean, the parents had to have been worried silly. I would have been. Where is my kid?
Right.
But the airline employees at least were smart enough to
find that out.
Well, but it was nice the airline employees were smart enough to take the kids under their wing.
Yeah.
But in the, I mean, put
yourself finally,
in
a
position.
Good airline story.
Yes, thank you.
Well, sort
10,
of.
10 before the hour.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
To one of my favorite conversations with actually somebody I'm quite pleased to have on the radio program. Nick Miles is here. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. You see him on television all over the place. He's all over. He's here, there, and everywhere. Kind of like the stuff on my farm, Nick. You know what they say about stuff on the farm.
Absolutely. I like being here, there, and everywhere. It gives me an opportunity to go drive and play with cars around the world.
It's fun. So what do you make of this new report suggesting self-driving cars are not fully safe? That's not really news, is it?
Well, the truth is they're not fully safe. It's like anything else. When the railroad was developed, there was lots of people killed, lots of accidents. It took a long time to actually get it straightened out. In retrospect, though, when you go back to thinking about those type of things and how safe they are now, when you have emerging technologies like space travel or flight or those type of things, it always caused, there's always some loss of life, there's always some accidents. But ultimately, I think when self-driving cars do get to the stage where we can buy one in a showroom, they should be safe. Not that I want to buy one in a showroom,
right,
by the way.
Doggone it, you always put cold water on my theories of getting people all excited. All right. Here's something that doesn't make any sense to me at all. Why would anybody buy a Harley Davidson, an electric Harley Davidson motorcycle? The whole idea of buying a Harley is the noise, isn't it?
Yes, it totally is the noise, in a sense, one thing to another, but... electric motorcycles are actually a whole lot of fun, and I'll tell you why. When you So the electric cars only have one gear because it's basically taking the power and putting it straight to the road. It's not
right.
It's not like it has revolutions. So with an electric motorcycle, when you push that throttle or when you turn that throttle, what ends up happening is you get absolutely instant power to the road. So you can go from standing still to flying in just a couple of seconds. And that's what the thrill is for a lot of people. They can be at speed in just seconds. Now, Jaguar have done something interesting. They realized that when they made their I-Pace that there wasn't going to be any sound with it, and they didn't want to put a fake engine sound in it because that would just be kind of stupid. So what they did is they went to Hollywood and they said, you've got to give us something that makes people excited. And so the guys in Hollywood developed a sound for the car, which I think actually, they won't confirm this, but it sounds to me like it came from the Judge Dredd movie. And now when you hit the accelerator and the I-Pace, it just sounds like a spaceship. And as a 12-year-old boy inside, I love that sound of like,
okay. All right. Well, you and I will take a ride in that when it becomes an appropriate time. The fate of Fiat, the fellow who ran the Fiat Italian company just stepped aside. I think he's sick. So put somebody new in there. But hasn't Chrysler done, if Fiat hasn't done well on the other side, Chrysler is doing quite well here and pretty much everywhere else having been taken over by Fiat, isn't it? So why are Fiat's not selling well?
It's a difficult story. So Sergio Marchionne actually had surgery about 3 weeks ago. Unfortunately, just over a week ago, something went terribly wrong and he passed away. But this is the guy that rescued the Fiat Chrysler company. He formed the Fiat Chrysler company, I said, and then rescued them, got them out of the bankruptcy situation, the debt and everything. Fiat just isn't, it's doing okay in Europe, but it's just not an American flavor. Americans just are not into these cars. So I think what they're going to do, and he marked this out on June 1st in his plan before he passed away, the company's plan is to take these cars electric and just make them really little get-arounds for everybody, small city cars, which might be the right fate for America. Look, they do have a great car in the Fiat 124 we call it the Fiata, which is it's made by Mazda. It's sort of a Mazda Miata, but the Fiat version of the car. That's my favorite Fiat of all time.
Really?
I have to say, even though the 500s are cute, they're just, you can't put anyone in the back seat. Not even my dog.
There's no room for that. Right about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Ford has celebrated the production of 10 million Mustangs. Have you ever owned a Mustang?
I have not owned a Mustang, and it's one of the things that I need to straighten out in my life and get myself together and own a Mustang. The Mustang is, everybody's trying to copy it. Everybody's trying to do their version of it. It's now the best-selling sports car in the world, and they have the new Bullet version after the Steve McQueen movie from 50 years ago. This car is phenomenal. Congratulations to them. A little parade out of the Ford headquarters yesterday to celebrate the massive amounts of Mustangs out there. Something we have proud of to be in America.
The heavy, the V8 with that throaty that Mustang sound, that is really cool. I like that myself. OurAutoExpert.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.